Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. You will see me in all living entities as well as all over the universe, just as fire is situated in wood. Only in that state of transcendental vision will you be able to be free from all kinds of illusion. Please repeat. You will see me in all living entities as well as all over the universe, just as fire is situated in wood. Only in that state of transcendental vision will you be able to be free from all kinds of illusion. Purport. Brahma prayed that he might not forget his eternal relationship with the Lord during the course of his material activities. In answer to that prayer, the Lord said that he should not think of existing without a relationship with his omnipotency. The example is given of the fire in wood. The fire kindled in wood is always the same, although the wood may be of different types. Similarly, the bodies within the material creation may be specifically different according to shape and quality, but the spirit souls within them are not different from one another. The quality of fire, warmth, is the same everywhere, and the spiritual spark, or part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, is the same in every living being. Thus, the potency of the Lord is distributed all over His creation. This transcendental knowledge alone can save one from the contamination of material illusion. Since the Lord's potency is distributed everywhere, a pure soul or devotee of the Lord can see everything in relationship with the Lord, and therefore he has no affection for the outer coverings. That pure spiritual conception makes him immune to all contamination of material association. The pure devotee never forgets the touch of the Lord in all circumstances. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Brahma is praying to the Lord, And the Lord is saying, don't forget me. That's the prayer on every devotee's lips. My dear Lord, please help me to remember you. Otherwise, I'm lost in this world of illusion. Maya is ever ready to capture me. So please help me to remember you. And in this age of Kali, the best form of remembrance of the Lord is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant, 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 and don't say can't, right? So, in all our activities, whatever, yad karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad juhoshi, dadasi, yad tapasyasi kaunteya, tad kurushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you offer and give away, whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. So, the devotee's prayer is, hato me kam, hotom pe nam. Everyone understand Hindi? No, the translation is, with my hands I work, with my lips I speak the holy name. So this is the prayer of the devotee. My dear Lord, please don't let me forget you even for a moment. Because who am I? I'm just a very tiny, very infinitesimal part of you. 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. That's my size. How prone I am to be getting misled by the material energy. So please help me to remember you. This is Brahma's prayer, and this is the prayer on everyone's lips, because we are only meant to serve Krishna. Jivera Swarup Hoy Nityera Krishna Das. I am simply a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, 100 times removed. The more we realize a position of servitorship, the more we are becoming God-realized, self-realized. Self-realization and God-realization go hand in hand. The more we are self-realized, the more we are God-realized. The more we are God-realized, the more we are self-realized, because we are nothing but servants of Krishna. That is my only identity. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Sarva upadi, giving up all designations. What did Lord Chaitanya say? I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra. Who am I? Gopi bhartu pad kamalayor das das dasanu das. I'm only a das, I'm only a servant. So, as fast as we give up, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, the better off we are. Because we are coming back to our natural, happy position of loving Krishna. And who is more lovable than Krishna? Who can be better than Krishna? Huh? The beautiful blue boy. Playing on his transcendental flute with yellow silk dhoti, with his head decorated with peacock feather, with beautiful lotus eyes, with the color of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, right? Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. We sing every day, isn't it? Right? Every morning. Venum kwanantam aravinda dalaya taksham barhava tamsam asitam buddha sundarangam. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, how can we see the super soul? Here, what is Krishna asking Brahma? Just as fire exists in wood everywhere, similarly, the super soul and the soul exist in all living entities. So, we are encouraged to have equal vision. Equal vision. Which verse in Bhagavad Gita is there telling us about equal vision? Okay, Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastani Shuni Chaiva Shvapake Cha Pandita Samadarshinaha. Pandita Samadarshinaha. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. So this equal vision we are asked to develop so that we can see all living entities as part and parcel of Krishna. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Right? What does the Bible say? How can we see that? By seeing every soul as a child of Krishna. A precious living entity who is so dear to Krishna. Because that's what Krishna wants us to understand and operate at that level. This is not just theoretical knowledge. Gyan must become vignyan if we want real peace and prosperity in the world today. And it behooves every Hare Krishna to develop this equal vision. Because how are we going to save the world if we are not practicing what we are preaching? It's not possible. Srila Prabhupada said, historians will note that this Krishna consciousness movement saved the world in its darkest hour. So who's going to do it? You and me. Each one of us has this responsibility to practice Krishna consciousness and then give Krishna consciousness to others. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Karopur Paraupkar. Especially those born in the holy land of Bharatvarsh, they have this responsibility. Make your life successful, help others make their life successful. Now, Loknath Maharaj gives a very interesting definition of Bharatiya. He says, anyone who has taken to this Vedic culture is Bharatiya. Every Hare Krishna is Bharatiya because he has taken up this Vedic philosophy, which is the highest philosophy. This is what Krishna wants. Lord Chaitanya has come to make this whole world into Vaikuntha, where there are no more problems and the flood of Krishna prema submerges everybody and everybody is dancing, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the platform of unity, understanding that every soul is part and parcel of Krishna. This is the universal brotherhood principles that the United Nations has failed in. Srila Prabhupada said, we are the real United Nations. Hari Bol! July 12, 1976. Would you like to hear this interview? How many of you like to listen to Srila Prabhupada's interview? Oh, very good. Excellent. This is an interview with Jackie Vaughan, a black congressman. So, everyone should join this movement and be sure of his activity. Result? Good result. That is the real United Nations to work in Krishna consciousness. Every and any department, if we work for Krishna, then it is perfect. That is sure. It is open to everyone. That is how we are all here. Look at us, all of us from different places. Samantha is from UK, right? I'm from India. Then we have Esther from Netherlands. We have Anseli from Sweden. We have who? Different nations all come together. How are we all harmoniously working together? How is it possible? Because of Srila Prabhupada giving us this transcendental knowledge that has freed us from illusion. Hari Bol! Srila Prabhupada ki jai! So this pure vision that he has given us is uniting us. How we all coming together, singing and dancing and serving Krishna together. How we are so joyful in engaging in this process of devotional service, because he's teaching us this is what the spiritual world is like. Srila Prabhupada said, our society is like one big family where there is love and trust. And this is what it is in the spiritual world. So we are practicing. Would you like to listen to Srila Prabhupada's family song? You like this song? You like singing? How many people like singing? Okay, very good. This is bona fide, okay? This is our process. Don't worry. The only condition is you must sing with me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Very good. We are happy people.
We are happy.
all united in ISKCON. We belong to one family. Prabhupada wants us all to live in unity. In spite of every caste and creed, from the north and from the south and from the east and west, He has brought us all together. Yes, we are delighted that we are united into one big family. Yes, we are delighted that we are united into one big family. This is Srila Prabhupada's matchless gift to us. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is giving us so much. He's giving us his transcendental knowledge in the form of books. This wonderful prasadam, which is purifying to the heart, soul, mind and body, which uplifts us to the spiritual plane. He's given us the association of devotees. Haribol! He's given us the beautiful, gorgeous, opulent, mesmerizing form of the Lord in this Radha, Gokula, Nanda, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Gaur, Nitai, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Prahlad, Narsingadev. So many beautiful deities for us to engage in loving devotional service. And he has given us, most importantly, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. When Srila Prabhupada incorporated ISKCON, someone was saying, Prabhupada, maybe we should say God consciousness. Prabhupada said, no, Krishna consciousness. Everyone should know Krishna is God. Did we know that before we came to Krishna consciousness? We didn't know. Did we know who we really are? We didn't know. And here we are rotating in the cycle of birth and death for millions of lifetimes, and Prabhupada has lifted us up from this horrible ocean of birth and death and placed us on the path of devotional service. How fortunate we are. You agree?
Jai Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada, that's right. So what did Prabhupada said? You have become fortunate, now you make the others fortunate. Make the unfortunate fortunate. So whatever gifts we have received, now we share them with others so that the whole world becomes uplifted by Krishna consciousness. The whole world becomes like Vaikuntha, because this is Lord Chaitanya's desire. So you may say, but Krishna consciousness is not for me. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It's so painful. So much austerity. Get up in the morning and do all these things. When you wake up and go at 5 o'clock in the morning and race to work, isn't that an austerity? I've seen people wake up at 4:30 in the morning, get into the car and go to work. People travel for hours just to get to their place of work, and then they are so sick and tired of the job. You ask them, you like your job? No, I don't like it. I just do it because it pays the bills. And what do you do after that? Well, I just come, I crash in front of my TV, or I go out for a drink, and it's a waste of life. The human form of life is so rare. My dear spirit souls, you have come to the human form of life after your soul has gone through 8,400,000 species of life. Do you want to waste it? No. We want to make it back home, back to Godhead, where every word is a song, every step is a dance, every day is a festival, and the party never ends. That is our home. Not this place where there is danger at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam na tesham. This material world is compared to a prison house where we are shackled by the modes of material nature. My dear spirit souls, even in this material world, in this material body, we can be free. By engaging fully in the process of devotional service, we can taste nectar even in this life. I'm not saying this. Bhagavad Gita 14:20, Srila Prabhupada says it. If you don't believe me, you can look it up. I'm not making up stuff. So, this process is so sweet. It is so sublime. It's so complete. And it's so fun. Huh? Who sings and dances like we do? And it's free, right? Do you have to pay a ticket to get in? No, it's free. You have to engage in devotional service. Does it cost you money? No. We just do it out of love for Guru and Krishna. And it is so soothing to come into the temple, see the form of the Lord, see Srila Prabhupada, see all these bright-faced devotees engaging in devotional service. What happens to us? We become enthusiastic. Huh? And then we develop the patience and the determination. Utsaha, dhairya, nischaya, right? So all these things come slowly, little by little by little, until we become fixed in devotional service and we can actually begin to taste nectar. It's a process. It will take time. If you plant a seed in the ground, can you expect fruits tomorrow? Anybody has had that experience? Except in Lord Chaitanya's time, when he planted a mango seed and instantly it gave fruits. Generally, it takes time. So anything worthwhile is going to take time, patience, effort, dedication, loyalty, faithfulness. And when we are faithful to the process, Krishna reciprocates with us. And that's when our faith becomes even more firm. Right now, our faith is weak, pliable, liable to, you know, get swayed this way, that way. But as we go on in the process of devotional service and we see how wonderfully Krishna reciprocates because he is your best friend. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Translation. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer your homages to me. Thus, you will come back to me without fail because you are my very dear friend. You may say, oh, Krishna, I can't. This chanting is so difficult. This austerity is so difficult. Krishna says, yes, I understand. But by suitable practice and detachment, you can be a winner. How many of us want to be winners in the fight against Maya? Hari Bol. So for this, united we stand, divided we fall. So the association of devotees is our shelter. As long as we stay in the association of devotees, we get strength. It's just like birds flying in formation. Each bird has to fly on its own, but each bird is also giving strength to the other. So association of devotees is paramount in our Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said three things are very important for spiritual life in this order. Association, association, association. That's how important our association is. We must seek the association of those who are convinced of this philosophy, who are practicing this philosophy, whom you can see are reaping the results of practicing this philosophy, who have developed those good qualities that are favorable for devotional service, who are enthusiastic about devotional service, then we will also feel enthused, we will also feel encouraged in our devotional service. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So the Lord is encouraging Brahma, always think of me, remember your relationship with me, and then you will be able to carry out all your activities very nicely in Krishna consciousness. And we must become exemplary. How will we convince the world if we go on with our old bad habits? Not possible. Yad yad acharati shrestas, tat tad eva tarojana, sayat pramanam kurute, lokastad anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever example he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So don't think you are so small that you cannot perform miracles. In Krishna consciousness, there's transformation. And you will find yourself changing for the better. You will say, I can't believe I used to do all this nasty stuff and 5 years down the line, I've given it all up. Yes? Right? We have had this experience, right? So this is the power of Krishna consciousness. It's the most powerful force on earth because Krishna prema exists in your heart. It is not something that has to come in from outside. It is already there. We are simply in the process of uncovering the layers so that we can get to the essence, which is pure love of Krishna. Adav Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Asakti, Bhava, Ruchi. Ruchi, Bhava, Prema. So these are the stages that we are going through in our journey of Krishna consciousness. And we want to reach Krishna Prem. And it is not so difficult. Prabhupada has made it so easy, so simple. We simply have to stay alive in Krishna consciousness. Tattenu kampam su samikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vabubir vidadan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Translation. My dear Lord, one who awaits your causeless mercy, all the while patiently suffering the reactions to his past misdeeds, offering you obeisances with his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation because it has become his rightful claim. Hari Bol. This is Prabhupada's promise. In fact, he said, I have the key to the back door. So we may not be very perfect right now. We may be stumbling and falling. We may make mistakes. We may make offenses. But that is no reason to give up. The only thing we should give up is our own bad habits, about bad mentality, our laziness, procrastination, lack of faith. These are the things we have to give up. My dear spirit souls, we have nothing to lose except our shackles to this material world because the spiritual world awaits us. Isn't that the best news ever? You agree? Hari Bol! So, when Brahma prayed like this to Lord Krishna, he was anxious and depressed. This is there described. Have we experienced such emotions? Never, right? So it is natural for us at times in our spiritual life, in our spiritual journey, to become discouraged, to feel anxious, to feel fearful, to feel insecure, to feel jealous, to feel envious. What do we do with these emotions? How do we handle them? We handle them in a healthy manner. We take shelter of senior devotees. We take mentoring. We take guidance. We work through these emotions. They are nothing but anarthas. This is called anartha nivritti. And once you are cleared of all these things, we are at peace with ourselves. We are at peace with others. And there is no greater satisfaction than being at peace. Each one of us must reach this position of at least being at peace, because then we can be channels for peace to spread Krishna consciousness in the world. Make me a channel of your peace. His Grace Prayajana Prabhu gave us that beautiful prayer the other day, and this is also noted by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. How many of you have read the book Journey Home? Very good. So in that book, Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that somebody gave this beautiful prayer on a piece of paper on his sojourns through Afghanistan, Iran, Pakistan, etc. to reach India. And he kept that scrap of paper in his pocket for the longest time ever. You want to know that prayer? It's the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is darkness, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord, and where there's doubt, true faith in you. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. This is the first primary duty of every Hare Krishna, to first become peaceful, then we can be happy, and then we can spread Krishna consciousness in this world, right? Because without peace, how can there be happiness? What is the best advertisement for a business? Happy customers, right? What is the best advertisement for a Hare Krishna movement? Happy devotees, exactly. So would you like to sing this song, this prayer with me? Would you like to? Okay. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is darkness, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek to be consoled as to console. Be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we will open up for questions, comments, sharing of realizations, corrections, chastisements. Your Grace Prayajana Prabhu, would you like to give us your blessings, your mercy?
No way. No, but I've noticed, certainly in the time I've been here, you know, we have the geese here.
We have the?
The geese. The Canadian geese. Those.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. They're making a mess everywhere, you know, where they're stalled and everything. And interesting, they try to, no matter what, they try to move them to other places, but they always come back. Interesting thing. But they're in the dam. But there was also a duck. You know, it was a huge duck. And all the other ducks kept pecking at it. Oh. And he was completely ostracized. But there was one Mataji here, who was Guru Seva. She used to sit him on her lap and cuddle him. Mm. And then one day he passed away. Mm. And I thought, this is a very, it's like the ugly duckling, the story of the ugly duckling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But because he lived in the Dham and he passed away in the Dham, he's had the benefit of all the Krishna conscious sound vibrations.
Haribo.
Yeah, so all blessings on that duck. I don't know if she ever gave him a name. Mm-hmm. But, but you know, you can see it in animal life, you know, there's a pecking order, all this sort of stuff, you know. And the others teach the other ones, you know, mums, dads, the whole thing. It's all in relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, in this material world, there's high, low, rich, poor. But in Krishna's eyes, we are all his children. He doesn't care what's your position. In fact, material qualification can become a disqualification, right? Because it brings pride. Oh, look at me, big man. I'm a big man. But when death comes, everyone is the same. The richest man has to die, grow old, get diseases. The real problems of life are birth, disease, old age, and death. Your position, your power, your money, your fame, your name, it's not going to matter. At time of death, what's going to matter is your consciousness, which will take you to the next body. So let's become Krishna conscious. The others, they can stay here as long as they want. You can stay in this material world as long as you want. No one will stop you. That's a choice. We make choices. What's our choice going to be? Something to think about, right? Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you for such a vibrant class.
Would you kindly tell us your name?
Vishal.
Kushal.
Vishal.
Vishal.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Vishal.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So you were saying about how birds, they fly in your flock and they support each other. But also in Krishna consciousness, we're told to be self-sufficient and fly your own plane.
Mm-hmm.
At one point. So I was wondering if you could talk on that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Association is there, but also how do we become self-inspired, to self-motivated to...
Good question. So certain things we have to do on our own. Nobody can chant my rounds for me. I have to chant the rounds. I have to maintain the regulative principles. That's my personal responsibility. I have to keep my, if I'm initiated, then I have to keep my vows to my spiritual master. That is something internal. That's something that I have to do. When I engage in devotional service, I must try to muster as much sincerity and seriousness as I possibly can. So those are all individual responsibilities. But we also have a responsibility towards each other. We are friends. We are in this journey together. We sink or swim together, right? So therefore, personal responsibility and collective responsibility, both things are there. Is that clear, that what I have to do personally is the vows I have taken, the regulative principles that I must maintain, the reading I have to do, all those things are my responsibility, but I can seek help. I'm having a tough time today, I can't focus, please, can I sit with you and chant? Or can we read together? It's so difficult today for me to focus, my mind is so disturbed. So we will face these, we will have these difficulties, these challenges. That's when we reach out for help. That's when we ask, Prabhu, Mataji, I don't know what's going on with me today. I'm a mess. Please help. Because nobody can read our minds. They don't know what's going on. This is why we need to have loving relationships as we grow in ISKCON. So that as we come to the time, last call, we have confidential, loving, trusted friend to help us to cross to the other side. If I'm standoffish, I sit in my little, you know, matchbox, I don't reach out, I don't give love, I don't, you know, help anyone, how can I expect at the time of death that everyone is going to come and help me? Right? So building relationships is extremely important as we are growing in our spiritual journey. We need to have at least one trusted friend to whom we can open our heart and say, this is me, I'm a mess, but I hope you still love me. Because we are a mess. Srila Prabhupada is helping us become a non-mess, right? So let's be real, let's be genuine, let's share our weakness. See, unless we have emotional intimacy in relationships, how can we grow? How will we be vulnerable enough to share if we cannot trust people, right? So this is the next phase in ISKCON where we need to build loving communities. We need to have loving people caring for us, with whom we can share our heart, from whom we can get guidance, support. We need to have farm communities because city life is hellish. is just a rat race. Just run, 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 run. Where's the time for spiritual life? That is why Srila Prabhupada said, we have two very solid programs. One is book distribution. Second is farm communities. Because that's where you have the mode of goodness. That's where we can raise our children nicely. In the shelter of Mother Cow. With nature. And nature gives you everything. There's herbal medicine, there's food, there's beautiful, pure air, water, everything. It's only in nature that we actually come closer, because Mother Nature and Father God, right? So we actually feel closer to Krishna when we are close to Mother Earth. So farm communities are going to be the great need of the future. We have to start thinking in this direction, because the cities are going to collapse. They're not going to last very long. And then what are we going to do? Are we going to scramble then? So we have to become proactive, plan, strategize, and make alternative solutions and not depend on this outside economy, because it's already failing us. You think the food that we eat, you think it's food? It's poison. There's so much chemicals in it. There's so much insecticide, pesticides, so many things have gone into the... Look at... We already are ingesting and imbibing microplastics. By 2030, there's going to be more fish, more plastic than fish in the ocean. The forests are getting destroyed like crazy. 1 football acre per second of forests are getting destroyed. So this is what we are doing to the environment in the name of progress. So we are going through a very difficult time. We have to take Prabhupada's words very seriously. If we want to survive, not just survive, but move into the next century with any modicum of sanity, we have to move to farm communities. How much mental health problems are increasing today in the world? There's so much anxiety, so much depression, suicide rates going up, marriages breaking up, family. Kali is attacking us at all levels, at all levels. Prabhupada's words are our only hope and shelter. Prabhupada could see. He's Trikala Gya. He could see past, present, future. And his words are the law books for the next 10,000 years. Ladies are very quiet and silent. Nobody wants to say anything. Atma Vidya is smiling away. She has some comment to make, I'm sure. Can we have the microphone so everyone can hear? Because
I agree with Prabhupada's words 100%, that we do need sustainable farm communities to continue moving us forward and spreading the movement. Agriculture, the earth, is a great way to build trust, because Mother Earth demonstrates what trust looks like. Every day we can depend on her to grow the food that we need. It's very present. But my question that I had... was that in this
closer.
In this process, I can speak for myself that there are times where I have these anarthas that have shaped my personality or my person, but then I realize that as I'm growing into a stronger devotee with more love for Krishna and myself, that these don't serve. But at times it's hard to release them. How can I support myself in shedding these anarthas that I have allowed to shape my personality for so long and embrace a new version of myself? And how can I help other devotees do the same?
Very good question. See, anartha nivritti is one of the most difficult times in a devotee's life. Here is where we need lots of prayers. Here is where we need lots of support, lots of coaching, lots of mentoring, lots of guidance, lots of love and affection. And the shelter is senior devotees who will be able to guide you through this phase. Because without their help, we cannot expect to get rid of our anarthas. We need to have mentors. We need to have, just like any enterprise, you have a mentor, right? A football team, does it just come together and happen? No, there's a football coach, right? Similarly, in our spiritual life, we need mentors who will help us look inward and do that introspection, do that hard work, and guide us out of that maze of anarthas that we have gotten ourselves into simply by virtue of taking birth again and again in this material world. So mentoring, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting. Chant with all your heart, all your might, all your strength, because that is the aushadi. Enechi aushadi maya nasibaro lagi, harina mahamantra lao tumi magi. Your advancement depends on the quality of your chanting. The more deep, focused, and more strong your sadhana, the faster your anarthas will go away. The holy name will crush your anarthas into powder and gone. That's how powerful the holy name is. So take courage, spirit soul. You got this. Microphone, please. My dear God sister Trupti is here.
Hare Krishna Mataji, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
And Hare Krishna to all devotees here. Mataji, thank you so much for coming and honoring us here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. It's a pleasure. And thank you for blessing us with all your nectar. And it was a short time, so next time please come for longer so we can have all the mercy from you, all the blessings from you, and all your knowledge and wisdom so we can soak ourselves and we can chant and be happy. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you very much. But I'm simply repeating what I have heard from His Holiness Chandrabali Swami, my dear Guru Maharaj, and whatever I have read from Prabhupada's books. So I have no blessings. I have nothing to give you except what they have spoken. I'm simply repeating. That's all. And it is actually a great honor for me to be here with all of you in this wonderful Bhakti Vedanta Manor, which is so historic, which is started by Srila Prabhupada and the first generation of disciples who sacrificed so much. Three couples came with the little baby Saraswati and started this London Yatra, isn't it? So many years ago, we have Sriji Kishori Mataji, who actually met Srila Prabhupada from those times. She's here, so she can tell you all about it. So what sacrifices they have made. Remember, the ISKCON we have today has been built on the blood, sweat, tears of our seniors. It's a legacy. And how we are going to preserve it, take care of it, maybe even add to it and pass it on to the next generation is in our hands. We're going to have to do that. It's a big responsibility. Time to get serious. You agree? Is that all right? Can we stop here? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Guru Parampara ki jai. Sadhu Sangha ki jai. London Yatra ki jai. God Premanande. Hare Hare Bol. Thank you very much.